Message number 894. Many of you who say you serve me are not fit to stand up and declare yourself to be a servant of God. Saturday, August 31, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, I told you all some time ago to plant seeds in order to feed you and your families during the persecution. I do this for a reason. You must plant even just a few seeds, pure seeds which have not been tampered with by human interference. I will then multiply the fruit which they will yield, and all will have enough to eat when the world will experience great hunger. Those days are not far away, and they will come about for a number of reasons. The crops will be contaminated through the intervention of greedy farmers. The result crops will be unfit for you to eat. Then war will mean that few men will be able to till the land. Then there will be the fire which will pour over the four corners of the earth, and everything will become barren. These terrible trials will be caused by the spread of evil, but many people will survive if they trust in me. You must prepare now as if a war is coming, and as you would when food is rationed. Have plenty of water, because everything you store will be multiplied by me. Please do not believe that I ask you to leave your homes, for this is not necessary. A little preparation where you offer help to each other is all that is needed. My precious blood will cover all those who believe in my warning to humanity, for the time of the third seal to open will follow a time of war. So many will ignore the word of God which is contained in the book of Revelation. So many leaders and sacred servants in my churches fail to respond to my prophet just as they did before the flood. I call to my sacred servants now. Who do you believe in? Me or Jesus, or the ramblings of those who claim to be experts in theology but who are ignorant of the truth? Wake up. The seals have opened. Your duty is to help me to save souls, but you have not remained alert to the sound of my call. I have told you that I will come like a thief in the night. When that day comes, it will be too late for souls who have not prepared. The time for the trumpets to peal out their judgments will come quickly, no sooner than when the seals have been laid bare. What then? Will you wake up and follow me at that stage, or will you lose me more souls while you hesitate? While you wait for others to lead the way? I must remind you that your role is to save souls. You do this through a life where you are supposed to serve me, and not where you pander to the pride and ego of those who try to twist my teachings. Many of you in my churches do not understand the meaning of my new paradise and have failed to remind God's children of my promise. You must remind them of the truth, of the time before the final day. So many of you, though kind, good, loving, and with a sincere commitment to my church on earth, forget about my second coming. What do you think this is, and what have you learned? How many prophets would it take to convince you that the time is almost upon you? When did you hear that God does not send his prophets to help prepare his children in the fight against the wickedness which infests the human soul? And what gives you the right to assume that the book of Revelation contains lies? You deny much of what it contains, and you do not discuss it. Why? Don't you know that this means you deny the word of God? My patience is dried. My anger is great. Your stubborn refusal to accept my gift of intervention to prepare you insults me. By persecuting those sacred servants who recognize me through these messages, you deny others the gift of salvation. You are blind, and your ignorance of my teachings and the Word of God, which is contained in my Father's holy book, the Bible, is astonishing. You say you serve me, but you do not know me, and so you do not see. When your faith is weak, you cannot open your heart to me. If you opened your heart to me, you would be able to hear me clearly, for you would be filled with the Holy Spirit. Sadly, many of you who say you serve me are not fit to stand up and declare yourself to be a servant of God. You make me ashamed, and you shame my name when you publicly humiliate your flock in my name. You break every rule of God when you condemn those who follow these messages, for you have not been given the authority to do this. Your love of self precipitates your love of me, Jesus Christ, and because of this you are no longer fit to serve me. You are too proud to stand before my throne. Your Savior,